Nick Chancer from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome aboard, everyone. Just checking a few things before we start. I just want to introduce myself. I am Nick Chancer, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives back through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. You know, together we'll developing coping strategies, explore the root causes, and make positive lifestyle changes. Say, today, the whole idea is to say goodbye to anxiety and hello to a life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this journey, this transformative journey together. Now, in this episode 1010, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, what will I be discussing today? Well, I thought about, have you guys, obviously something's brought you here and you're interested in this particular podcast on anxiety and coaching. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to briefly talk about what do coaches or people who are challenged with anxiety want from a coach, and what's really relatable to them, the problem they have, and solutions to them to help them so with anxiety. I noticed that clients normally seek guidance from coaches who actually understand their unique needs and can provide relatable support. Now, these clients, those who are anxiety challenged, face variable challenges related to anxiety, including overwhelming thoughts, feelings of fear and unease, and difficulty managing their stress. So a coach that you choose must be able to address these problems, and he can offer a range of solutions tailored to each client's specific needs. These solutions now might include like things like building self-awareness. The coach can help his client by identifying triggers and patterns related to their client's anxiety, and by increasing self-awareness, the client can better understand the anxiety and develop strategies to manage it effectively. So, so the whole aim is to be able to understand anxiety, all right, and then look at developing strategies to manage it effectively. So that's what a coach does. The second thing is we look at developing coping mechanisms. Like, the coach can actually provide guides to clients in developing healthy coping mechanisms to manage anxiety. Now, such things as might include relaxation techniques, deep breath exercises, mindfulness practices, and self-care activities. So your coach that you pick, that is suitable for you, must be able to really look into these areas and help you become accountable. And we must be able to have developing healthy coping mechanisms. How else will you manage your anxiety? I'll repeat, relaxation techniques, breathing techniques with you, and actually the coach specifically can design certain one-on-one or even specialized videos for you for your breathing exercise and keep you accountable, such as also mindfulness practice. And you know, like I was going to talk about, do you guys know about a habit tracker? What's a habit tracker? So look into that. A habit tracker is something that allows you to sit back, relax, and then look at all the things you need to do and just go down the list of ticking all the things, different categories of life. Like, even we can have categories like relaxation, mindfulness. Did I do that today? Did I meditate for 10 minutes? Did I meditate for 15 minutes? What sort of meditation did I do? Was it mindfulness? And what sort of self-care activities did I actually do today? Or was I too busy hypervigilating and not allowing myself, to practice mindfulness? And I wasn't allowing myself to be in calm. I was more into, fight and flight mode always being distracted through my mind. So we've got to look into these sort of things. So we've got to build up a practice, a hard practice that helps us to stay calm, relax. So we can get into this calm cognitive state where we can be more productive, be more self-managed, creating a habit. And then we look at, the coach also looks at setting realistic goals for you and making sure, once again, the habit tracker is one way of doing that. Also checking in with you regularly, sitting in with you, sitting in and setting realistic and achievable goals to address the anxiety that you're having, or anyone that is, that has been challenged by anxiety, by breaking down larger challenges into smaller pieces, manageable steps. Clients can make a progress towards overcoming the anxiety. And here's the thing, I'm really pushing the idea of a habit tracker here, because habit trackers allow you to see where you're not following through on something, and by breaking down whatever need to break it down to small pieces so we can be more manageable. You can't eat an elephant at once. You gotta eat, step by step, day one day at a time. It's okay, as long as you're creating some habit of progress. Like today, it's Easter up here, Easter holidays, and I'm wishing all you guys happy Easter. But it was I can see that even just one day I can slacken off, and I cannot do a podcast because there's other things but now here I'm sitting down on a comfortable cushion and on a seat doing a podcast, ticking off the boxes. And then I'm also going to be checking my habit tracker to see that where else I need to go. And then we'll, as a coach also, he looks at the cognitive behavioral techniques. Coaches can introduce clients to cognitive behavioral techniques that'll help them reframe negative thinking patterns associated with anxiety, right? So it allows you to challenge and replace irrational thoughts as a anxiety challenge. We always have irrational thoughts, especially when something really bugs us. But how long do we keep these irrational thoughts? By continually practicing seeing the bright side of life and changing our thoughts, like just the word, like in one of my podcasts, we said, just by saying, isn't it wonderful that I get to do this today, even a nice podcast? Isn't it wonderful? Not do I have to do that? I get to do that is another empowering word. So something like changing and challenging our mindsets is very important. And when you do have a session with a coach, by the way, I do provide a free consultation. Happy to sit with you and get to know you a little bit better, and just follow through with cognitive behavioral techniques. Even just introducing one little party that we're mentioning, how it works, could change our lives. So I welcome you to send me an email, get in contact with me. Many ways to get in contact with me. I also run a Facebook page called Anxiety to Tranquility, also Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. There's another page you can look up under Nick Chensev. Okay. Actually, you can Google search my name and you'll find me everywhere almost. Let's moving on. So then we also have the stress management strategies. Coaches can provide their clients with tools and techniques to effectively manage their stress. Now, this may involve like time management skills, boundary settings, prioritization techniques, and stress reduction activities. Like the one, what do you do? What can you do? What can we design for you as a challenged person? Anxiety. You have been there. What can I do to reduce my activities, my stress activities? I know about me is I know that I need to get a walk out, do a nice walk today. I try to walk at least 3 kilometers a day, when, you know, at least five times a week. That is so stress release, and I feel happy. I feel all these wonderful brain chemistry coming on, right? There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens. But yeah, a little bit of exercise is one way of stress management, you know. Also, something that I was reading the other night, and I thought it's pretty cool, is to hang out with positive people. The next message about to put out there on my Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching page on Facebook. It comes from How to Do the Work from Dr. Nicola Lepera. And it's on page 78. It just shows how, you know, how by hanging out with the right people, with the right energy, that we also become the same energy. I love that. So having that nice calm space with these calm people, your tribe, all right, and we all, then all of a sudden we're like, we got the same heartbeat, and we resonate the same energy, and then just watch out once you leave that energy, what the difference is, and then, you know, I can't wait to get back to my tribe, and really like practice our meditation, breath work, all that good stuff that keeps me calm, allows me to manage myself. So yeah, and also looking into boundaries are very important. Sometimes we know when we've got boundaries, environments can actually stir us, can actually make us go back the old path. But we need to keep recreating the new neural path to our, you know, less stress, boundaries, self-management, all this sort of stuff. So yeah. So there you go. There's a little bit how we, you know, what the coach can create, become accountability buddy to anyone that's that needs their services, that addresses the anxiety related, you know, areas, and provides valuable insight and tips. So to get just it's all about practice. Yeah, so you can come to a workshop, a webinar, you know. I got free resources. I've got a free ebook. With my free ebook, it also tells us that's part of my a book called Anatomy of Anxiety. It goes through all the different areas. There's more tips on it. So I encourage you to reach out and say, yeah. Send me a message, and I'll send you a link. So, yeah, send me an email. I can send you an email. I can send you my ebook. It's all available now. It is also a snippet of the actual book with the same title that's there available. Also, yeah. Yeah, that's it for today on this particular podcast, podcast 110. Just showing you like what you can, you know, what it would be like for you to actually, you know, if you have a life coach or anxiety coach or counselor or psychologist, or you know, we work together. You know, there's you all need to be immersed into treating our anxiety, creating the neural paths for calmness, and so we can become more responsive and take out the reaction. So anyway, this is Nick Janser from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast 110. Looking forward to the next one. And get in touch with me if you feel this is valuable and you feel like someone else might need to you. You know, get some information about anxiety. Yeah, please pass me on, share all that sort of stuff on Spotify, on Facebook, wherever it is. So thank you very much, and it was lovely talking about this particular topic, and have a beautiful Easter, and take it easy out there, everyone, and till next time.
Bye. question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.